Marcy Harvey never dreamed of being a teacher. She was a scientist, a recent graduate of the PhD program at the University of South Carolina, when she got married and moved to the Triad and found herself looking for a job.
It was kind of a fluke. I saw an ad in the paper, and it said, chemistry teacher needed, must have a license or be able to get one. And I thought, since I've got a degree in chemistry, I should be able to get a license.
She interviewed and got the job in the middle of the quarter. That was 17 years ago. Today, Harvey teaches chemistry at West Forsyth High School. Her story is not uncommon. Lateral and alternative entry teachers make up about a third of North Carolina's workforce. It works like this. Let's say someone has a computer science degree and 10 years experience in RTP. Assuming she or he has a previous qualifying score on a test like the SAT or ACT, all someone needs is a school district willing to hire them. Once they're hired, it's a half dozen or so education classes taken at night or online through a university-based program or a regional alternative licensing center. Total cost is usually a few thousand dollars, but some programs have scholarships available. One of those is NC STEP. It's run by North Carolina New Schools, and it's designed to get professionals with science backgrounds into the classroom. Stacy Costello is the program's director.
They come in more mature, more ready to give back to students. They really have a need to impact education and to promote their field, which is a good combination for them. So they have a different perspective coming in, and they bring that to the classrooms in which they teach.
NC STEP requires its teachers to commit to 3 years in a North Carolina classroom after getting certified. Other lateral entry programs don't have that same requirement. And there are literally dozens, with names like NC Teach and the North Carolina Teacher Corps. Eric Gukan is the governor's senior education advisor.
There are over 50 ways to get a teacher license in our state right now, and I have concerns about the quality of all of them. Let's take the best in class, and let's try to attract the folks that are the most committed, the most effective, most high-performing into the profession.
To this point, lateral entry teachers as a group are not the most effective or high-performing. According to research out of UNC Chapel Hill, lateral entry teachers rank below average in student performance, and only about 40% stay on the job more than 5 years. Michael Marr is the Assistant Dean for Professional Education and Accreditation at NC State. He says many lateral entry teachers come into teaching with a certain attitude.
I was an expert in my field, and they're going in to teach mathematics, and they know math inside and out, and they'll readily admit that, but I'm not quite sure how this teaching thing works.
And teaching works differently than it did when they may last have been in school. Marcy Harvey, the chemistry teacher from West Forsyth, says the profession is much more challenging now.
I think the expectations are higher. Instead of just being an educator, a lot of times we're expected to be a mother or a father, a social worker, a grief counselor, you name it.
Turnover among all teachers rose by about 2% last year, with nearly 15% of the workforce leaving, according to numbers released by the Department of Public Instruction earlier this month. That will put even more pressure on lateral entry programs to ramp up teacher production. But at least one alternative program is growing in North Carolina. Teach for America has a strong track record of attracting high-achieving college students into the teaching profession. But it's also one of the most polarizing organizations in all of public education. We'll take a closer look at why when the North Carolina Teacher Project continues tomorrow. Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.